Psalm 42, Thirst at the Headwaters. If Psalm 41 showed the wound of betrayal, Psalm 42 shows what such wounds often become: exile of the heart. The singer is far from Zion, cut off from the public worship of God, and that distance hurts him more than hunger. The opening image is often softened by familiarity. But this is no peaceful woodland scene. In the Hebrew, nefesh can mean soul, yet it also carries the sense of the throat, the life-breathing self. This is not decorative spirituality. This is a cracked throat. The deer is not composing a worship lyric. It is near collapse, searching for a surviving stream in dry country. So the psalm begins with a holy truth many of us avoid. The deepest faith is not calm possession of God, but desperate need of Him. Western Christians often miss another layer. The psalmist is not merely missing a private quiet time. He remembers going with the multitude to the house of God. He misses feast, procession, song, the embodied life of covenant worship. For Israel, to be cut off from the sanctuary was not inconvenience. It was like being exiled from the visible theatre of God's promises. We should be careful how lightly we treat gathered worship. Then the psalm does something astonishing. At first he thirsts for water, then he feels drowned by it. Deep calls to deep. God's waterfalls, breakers, and waves sweep over him. This is one of the most honest turns in Scripture. Sometimes the God we thirst for is also the God whose providence feels overwhelming. The same Lord who is our only well can also lead us through flood. Notice, though, the possessive language. Your waterfalls, your waves. The chaos is not godless. The singer may be disoriented, but he is not abandoned to chance. From the region of Hermon and the Jordan's headwaters in the north, places of rushing streams and steep ravines, he learns that being near water is not the same as being satisfied. Beautiful landscapes cannot replace the face of God. Creation can echo him. It cannot stand in for him. The refrain is the psalm's discipline. In the English Standard Version, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God." This is not denial. Tears are still his food. But faith refuses to let sorrow have the last monologue. Augustine heard in this psalm the voice of the whole church longing for her Lord. Calvin saw the believer divided, fighting within himself. Both were right. Mature faith is often a civil war in which grace teaches the heart to answer itself. There is even a hidden tenderness in the psalm's end. The Hebrew of verse 11 is close to the salvation of my face. The face bowed down in grief will yet be lifted by the face of God. Suggested cross-references: Psalm 63 in 1, Jonah 2, 3, John 4, 13 to 14, John 19, 28, Hebrews 10, 24 to 25. Hymn suggestion: As pants the heart for cooling streams. Prayer. Lord, when my soul is dry and when your waves feel too heavy, keep me from fleeing you. Teach me to thirst for you more than relief, and to preach hope to my own heart until my downcast face is lifted by your face. Amen.